one sat alone beside the highway, begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his old rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes...
It's time again for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff.
When Jesus comes, all the tears are dried away.
And here now is Brother Roloff.
And fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
I stand all alone, looks like, with my miracle, but thank God I still have my eyes. And do you suppose maybe that he fell on his knees in some lonely spot and said, Lord, wherever you may be, the synagogue didn't do anything for me but leave me blind. My mother and daddy, though they loved me, but they never did open my eyes. Oh, they held me and led me and showed me around when I couldn't see my way. But, Lord, is there a Lord somewhere? Could you come now? You've opened my physical eyes. Seem like I must be blind in my heart. Could you come? He heard. Amen. Jesus said, I'm listening to you. You've lost everything, and now then you're ready to gain everything. And Jesus, about the time the man stood outside the gate and looked around, and there wasn't anybody coming. The synagogue is down one road, mother and daddy one, and the neighbors and friends, and but he's still seeing. And he said, surely, and I imagine he said, looks to me like a man that could open my eyes. That could be God. And Jesus come walking up and ask him the question. What a tremendous question. Dost thou believe on the Son of God? Is Jesus divine? Amen. Folks, if Jesus is not divine, virgin born, sinless life, atoning death, glorious resurrection, everything in here is a lie. Right. None of you dope heads are delivered. You just think you are.
Yeah.
None of you are free. You just think you are. You're just like a crazy man sitting in an insane cell with a little straw saying, this is my scepter and this hay is my throne. I'm a king. It's your imagination. Ah, brother, it's more real than that. You'll never convince this preacher that Jesus is not divine. He's promised many things he's kept every promise. Never turned his back on me. And the thing that amazes me is that Jesus has done some perfect jobs, but he's always had to use imperfection to do it with. That's a miracle. That's divine.
Amen.
And so he said, dost thou believe on the Son of God? And this poor, lonely, but happy man looking at Jesus, he said, who is he that I may believe? It is he that's talking to you. I am he. A big article came out in the paper the other day and said that Jesus never claimed to be divine. What a lie. What did he say right here? Why, he's, look, just read it. Read it. Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. And he said, Lord, I believe. And when you do that, you enter in. Lord, he recognized the lordship of Christ. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? They said, believe on the Lord. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's it. That's all I've ever preached for 45 years. I've never seen anybody believe on the Lord Jesus Christ without getting saved. Never, I've never known of anybody to call on the name of the Lord without getting saved. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And folks, we're right now at the heart of the secret of what's happening here in these homes. Jesus comes in. Not a matter of making up your mind. Not a matter of willpower. Brother, your willpower, most of it's want power or don't power. Only Jesus can be our will. Lord, I believe, and he worshipped him. And Jesus said, for judgment I'm coming to this world, that they which see might see not, that they which see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore, your sin remain. Turn to Mark chapter 14. Mark chapter 14. And it'll be verse 62. Now this is the time when they have him on trial. This is the divine Son of God. Verse 61 first. Jesus has refused to answer. He kept quiet. Of course, the high priest said, you mean you're not going to answer anything? What is it which these witness against thee? He held his peace and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said unto him, art thou the Christ, the Son of the Blessed? And Jesus said, I am. And that's it. I am. And ye shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Then the high priest rent his clothes and said, what need we any further witnesses? He himself has confessed, and he's guilty because of his own testimony, because he said, I am the Christ. And I've got good news. The Messiah is not going to come. He's already come. Except he's coming back again to receive those who've trusted him. Yes, you and I tonight are facing, in our generation, probably the return of our Christ. I do not know the date, the hour, or the time, but I just know what he said. I was reading in the book of Acts, chapter 1, when Jesus walked out with his nail-scarred hands, he waved goodbye and said, I'm going to go away now. And they kept standing there with their eyes gazing into the clouds. And an angel came, a representative from heaven, came and asked a question. Why stand ye here gazing in the clouds? This same Jesus that you've seen go away shall in like manner come again. I said on the radio broadcast sometime during the night last night, the one thing that I love about Jesus is his sameness. I've seen everything change since I was born. I've seen boundary lines change. I've seen religions change. I've seen our nation change. I was just thinking today, we're living in a time of tremendous progress. I mean, dishwashers, dryers and washers and vacuum cleaners and great powerful 747s climbing like a pheasant to 40,000, leveling off, and said, we're now approaching Honolulu. Gone across the creek. Man took off down yonder. They blasted him off, and up through the space he went. And he got up there and walked around on the moon. All that froze. My brother, listen. We used to talk about, you remember Superman? Huh? Boy, Superman would wave his shirt tail in the air and jump off of a building and flip and fly. Superman. Little old boys, you'd find them with them things all around them, you know. Superman. And now then, we've really lived. We've seen supermen. But dear friends, there's just one real Superman, and that's Jesus. And that Superman is coming back for those who had a supernatural experience and believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. I wish I could go back for a minute, visit the old farm way back yonder many years ago, sing a row cultivator, a walk in Georgia stock. I guess the Georgia stock came out of Georgia. You ought not to be too proud of it, but it would at least plow. You'd go along with them old, you know, just pushing and kind of the old mule pulling the Georgia stock. And there came a time we got a single row cultivator. We got a riding cultivator. Boy, that is something. Then we got what they call the wiggle tail cultivator. I mean, you could just twist around and, you know, could make it plow right this and that. Boy, that was some invention. And then, so help me, a two-row came out. Think of, man, my daddy bought a two-row. We hooked four big mules up like that. We's taking two rows at a time. Talk about progress. But wait a minute. Way back there, when we'd get ready to go to church, hook up a wagon, mules, maybe a couple old horses, all the kids get in the back of the wagon, and they'd ride over, you know, maybe take them an hour to get there in the wagon, and no hurry at all. And they'd get up there, you know. Everybody had time to worship. Old Mourner's Banks, old Brush Harbor meeting, and lanterns sometimes hanging from the trees and the June bugs flying everywhere. And the preacher up there preaching till he give out, and sinners weeping and crying over their sin, and people getting right with the Lord. Getting a wagon and come home, you know, way into the night. Way into the night. And that was back in a time when none of the children had to go to the bathroom during church. Now then, these little savers, they got to... Huh? Brother, I'll tell you one thing. Mom and Daddy used to walk in on a long pew. Daddy sat on one end, Mama sat, and all the little sat in the middle. And they stuck. I mean, there wasn't a chirp. They didn't have no nursery, no cradle roll. Brother, listen, Daddy just look over like he'd look at me and shake that head like a bulldog. That's old me. I mean, he could give me a stroke just by looking at me. Now they call that child abuse. They call that a lack of freedom. Bunch of these nuts come in here and say, we believe the judge has a right to protect the children. And he, if a child doesn't want to come out here, they have no right to bring him. Is that so? Well, brother, if I had about a dozen children and I wanted to take them to Arizona and stick them on one of them dry mountains, I'd have the right to do it. God gave children to parents, not to the state or homos. He didn't give them to the state. He gave them to mothers and dads. Yes, as we close the message tonight, we've looked at a man. He was blind. His eyes were open because he obeyed Jesus. You say, was it to water, to pool us? No, his obedience to Jesus Christ. When the 10 lepers were sitting out there, all of them, their flesh falling off of their bones, and they were cracked open, and they stood across the fence, and Jesus saw them. And you know, Jesus had a way and has a way of seeing people in trouble, doesn't he? He saw the blind man. Nobody else saw him. I guess back in those days of lack of sanitation, they had many blind people, all sorts of leprosy and so forth. But Jesus, he was always looking for a leper or a blind. He said, oh, wait a minute. Yonder's a blind man. Let's go over there. And yonder's 10 lepers. Let's get over there. And he started, and they held up their hands and hollered, unclean. And Jesus said, that's freedom coming. And they said, you didn't understand, unclean. And Jesus cut through the fence and walked up to him and laid his hand on him. And he said, I want you to go show yourself to the preacher. And they took off down the road. Now, they could have said, listen, we've been to all sorts of preachers, magicians and everything else. You tell us to go to... He said, you go show yourself to the preacher. Down the road they went, and while they went, they got healed. Yeah. And here's the thing, it's amazing. He healed 9 ingrates. Yeah. And only 1 out of 10 said thank you. That's right. That's about our batting average. I don't think we'll do any better than Jesus. Amen. If only one thanks him for knocking out the leprosy and they took off down the road without saying, thank you, Jesus, we might as well expect about that now. Oh, may I close the message tonight by saying, if we had the cooperation of every mother and dad, and they loved Jesus and would live for him, things would be different. Did you know that? Yes, you and I, right now, tonight, need to realize that people without Christ are blind, but Jesus can open their eyes. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now who was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear, the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already His grace that brought me safe thus far, and grace me home. When we've then 10,000 years bright shining, sing at we've no less days to sing God's praise, sing God's praise. Let's stand and sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Our Father, there are desperate souls here tonight. People that are running from God, living defeated lives, never known the Savior, never known the peace that passeth understanding. Lord, may they hear that verse that we read today in the book of Matthew when he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Lord, I pray for the new men that have come in, the new girls that have come in. Pray for mothers and dads here tonight. Meet every need of every heart. May we love thee with all of our soul tonight. We're going to sing, Hear the Blessed Savior, calling the oppressed. How many of you'd like to come tonight and say, I'm hungry for that kind of rest? Hear the Blessed Savior, calling the oppressed. Oh, you heavy, come to me and rest. Come, no longer tarry, I your load will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Sing, come unto me, come unto me. Well, I will give you rest, yes, I'll give you rest. Take me over the phone, take me over the phone. You hear me answer. come unto me, come on unto me. I will give you rest, yes, I'll give you rest.
Hear me and be blessed, hear me and be blessed. I am meek and lowly. Amen. Stumbling on the mountains, dark with sin and shame, stumbling toward the pit of hell's consuming flame, by the powers of sin, deluded and oppressed, hear the tender shepherd, come on to me and rest. Come unto me, come on to me. I will give you rest, yes, I'll give you rest. Take
it. Hear me and be blessed.
Hear me and be
Father, remind every blind soul there's waters in the pool of Siloam of faith.
We're happy you joined us today for the Family Altar program with Evangelist Lester Roloff. Our message today is entitled, Is Christ Really Divine? Now, to receive the message on a CD, ask for offer number RO3665. Let me repeat that number again. It's RO3665. Is Christ Really Divine is the title. Now, to receive the message, include $10 to help with shipping and handling. We'd like to have today's date when you write, and so the call letters to the radio station that you're now listening to. To order by credit card, dial toll-free at 1-800-772-7507, or write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas, 78403. With Christmas rapidly approaching, our special offer this year is An Old-Fashioned Christmas by the Rebecca Choir and Brother Roloff reading the Christmas story. Plus, While He Thought, a message about Joseph and Mary at the time of Christ's birth. Some of the most familiar songs are O Come Let Us Adore Him, O Come All You Faithful, and many, many more. We accept credit cards by calling 1-800-772-7507 or write us at the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. Now, to receive the music and the message, include at least $15 for the offer. That's $15. And the offer number is RO335-12. Or again, the offer is An Old-Fashioned Christmas, offer number 335-12. And include a gift of at least $15. Our toll-free number is 1-800-772-7507, and the address is the Roloff Evangelistic Enterprises, Post Office Box 1177, Corpus Christi, Texas 78403. This is Gene Price, hoping that you all will have a wonderful holiday season, that you can worship and praise Him for His many, many blessings.
The strangers to God, His grace and His love, were gathered by blue Galilee to listen with joy to words from the lips of the stranger who sat by
the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and he made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They sat at his feet and they looked in his face, content in his presence to be, for no one before had cared for their souls like the stranger who sat by the sea. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and he made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee. They came and they were blessed. He gave the weary rest. He made the blinded eyes to see. He fed the hungry soul and he made the wounded whole by the waters of blue Galilee.